800.
It's Magic's morning after crew at 14 to 8. We're expecting a partly cloudy day today with a top of 17.
Very special week this week. It's Foster Carers Week. In the Riverland, there are 15 foster families that are looking after kids. And AC Care in Berry, they are always looking for more. So this week is aimed at raising awareness about foster families, how you can become a foster parent, and also about hopefully raising those numbers, but also thanking all the foster families that we do have. Some of the misconceptions that people might have about foster families is that it needs to be a full-time commitment, but there are ways that you can open your home to kids who are ranging from babies up to teenagers, providing some respite for either biological or foster families for a weekend, etc. So there's so many ways that you can actually get involved. We are talking to Helen this morning, who is a foster mum in the Riverland. Good morning, Helen. Why did you decide to become a foster parent?
I think I just wanted to help, really. I decided to become a full-time mum, a stay-at-home mum for my son before he started kindy, and I thought with all the extra time I had, it would be nice to spend that with some other kids as well and just help them. So that was one of the main reasons that I decided to do it.
Well, I know a lot of foster carers say, as well as, you know, helping out these kids and, it also is a massive positive effect on your life as well. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Just to see these kids reach milestones and just the smiles that they give you every day and the cuddles and you just see such a big change in them from when you get them to now. It's an amazing feeling to see that you've actually contributed to that. And, you know, you're just going to give them a future and they're going to have as much opportunity as your own children are going to have, you know, being with you. So it's very rewarding.
Now, you're looking after two children and you also have three children of your own. How did the family come together? Because I'm sure that some foster parents or people that are interested in becoming foster parents might be concerned about introducing new children into the family.
It is a bit concerning, but I guess you sit down with your family and you talk about what you think would be best to suit your situation. And in my situation, we decided to go for younger children. We felt that they would fit in a lot better than, say, an older child. But you may decide that you'd prefer to have a teenager or even like a middle-aged child. It just depends on how your family is. And it's just worked really well with my family. Two of my older children are older teenagers, so they help as well. So it makes it all a lot easier. And we wouldn't change a thing. We'd be lost without them, actually.
And you've been able to work with AC Care to sort of design, for lack of a better word, but you've been able to open up that dialogue with them and find something that is going to fit into your lifestyle and get the support from them?
Exactly. They basically listen to what you want. And I decided to go for full-time care. But a lot of families, they can do just the respite, like you mentioned earlier, on the weekends or short term. I mean, there's so many different variations, and you don't have to be a stay-at-home mum either. You can be a working mum as well. So, and you can be a single mum, as I am. So it doesn't really make any difference, as long as you're willing to put in the effort and do the right thing and help the children. And AC Care are fantastic. They basically support you all the way. So. And you know, things may change. Like later on down the track, I might decide that I can open up to more respite or more short-term care children as my older children leave home. So it changes all the time.
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, so many families live so many different lifestyles. Were you surprised when you got into all this about, you know, the way that you could kind of choose what fitted your lifestyle the best?
Oh, absolutely. If situation arises that I would not be able to have the, like, have a child for long term, there's always still that opportunity to do the respite care, and I mean every little bit helps. So I mean, if families are considering doing foster care and they don't want to take on a full-time child, us carers, we need respite ourselves, and families need respite from their children. So respite care is probably a really big thing. That it's a good way to get your foot in the door and just see what it's all about and help out some kids in a little way, and then you may decide to take on a child full-time. And like I said, any bit helps. And, I mean, there's so many children out there that need care, and the more carers we get, the better.
And you mentioned that you sort of can't imagine life without them now.
No,
I can imagine that providing that care to some kids who have had a pretty rotten luck in terms of the way that they've been brought into this world must be such a warm, rewarding feeling and just enrich your life.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, every day, you know, you see them grow and just reach all the milestones that they should be reaching at their age. And they give you cuddles, and they're just so happy. And to think that the bad start that they had, and to see how they are now, it's great. It's fantastic.
Oh, well, look, Helen, yours is an excellent story. Thanks so much for telling it this morning on the show. We really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.
And if you do want to contact AC Care in Berry, you can give them a call on 8582 2344, or you can head to their website at accare.org.au.
And I was talking to Kirsty from AC Care the other day as well, and she said even if you've got a couple of questions, if it's something that's on your mind and you want to find out a bit more, it's almost like, and this is her quote, a no-obligation-free quote. So you can have a chat to them. Find out whether this is something that you can do, even if you're going, oh, but I'm a single mum, but this, I've got kids of my own, I can only do so much. That might be exactly what some child is looking for. So give them a call if you do want more information at AC Care in Berry, 8582 2344.
It's Chris and Hayley, Magic's Morning After Crew.
Yeah.